بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لتؤدن الحقوق إلى أهلها يوم القيامة حتى يقال للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة القرناء. We are still in this chapter of that we should not make zunam upon anyone. And if any person has made zunam, he should sort it out in this worldly life. For on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a very severe matter. As we read in the previous ayah, previous hadith, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will fight the case for those people against whom zulam is made. So in that case, where does a person stand any chance whatsoever? And all our matters, we must be careful, make our islah, correct ourselves properly in all matters, and any errors, any mistakes were made, to correct them in this worldly life, and not leave anything for the akhirah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took so much precaution that he said, if I had done anything wrong to anyone in any way, then let him take his revenge now in this world. So, of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived a completely pure, clean life, but he was also so concerned. So anyway, in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتُعَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is absolutely no doubt that on the day of Qiyamah, every person will be given his rights. Whoever had done wrong to anyone, a person could be in a high position, he could be wealthy, he could be in a position of authority, he can easily make zulam upon those who are under him, and they got no recourse. They can't go to anyone, they can't do anything because of the position of that person. But on the day of Qiyamah, it will not be like that. There will be no hafizatu rafi'ah, that the people who are very high in this world will be brought down very low. And the people who were like, who had no value in this world, but they obeyed and they stayed by the law of Allah, they will be taken very high. So on that day, rights will be fulfilled of everyone, whoever was wronged in this world. And there we have to be very concerned, the rights of our spouses, husband, wife, the rights of children. We all in these matters fight for our rights. It's my right. But we don't consider what is the right of the opposite party. And on Qiyamah today, we will not be asked whether other people fulfilled our rights, but we will be asked whether we have fulfilled the rights of other people. So it is a very serious matter, no matter who it is, whatever it is, whether it's just a customer, whether it is a worker, especially with the workers, their salaries, etc. All this, there mustn't be any zulam that is made in this connection. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained that so much so that the rights of all Muslims will be given on the day of Qiyamah, hatta yuqadu lishatil jilha'i min ashatil qarna'i. So much so that a goat that did not have horns and another goat which had horns, and it fought against this goat, that goat without its horns, its rights will also be fulfilled. So when animals' rights are also fulfilled, then what about human beings? How much more won't that be? And then in the human beings again, those humans who are Muslims, their rights, and in the Muslims, those who are the righteous and the pious, if we did not fulfill their right, then what will be our condition? The rights of the learned and the pious all have got rights, and we have to fulfill all those rights. So So we have to be very concerned and very worried that what will happen on the day of Qiyamah with regard to myself. So yeah, in this world we should try and fulfill the rights of everyone, and any errors or omission we should try and correct it here in this world and not leave it for the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us, shower His special favors upon us, and we should regularly beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for hisab, no hisab kitab, that Allah exempts us from hisab kitab, for who will be taken to test, that person won't be able to succeed, because the things are so detailed, and so we live such a life that we are far from doing the right thing. So we beg by the intercession of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala let us have without hisab kitab, Allah Ta'ala enters us into Jannah. May Allah give us all tawfiq in Jannah. Subhanallah.